that we all experience sometime or another in our practice, it always feels like the first moment of freedom when we feel it. So it felt that that was also true. So even if there were women who were free before them and after them, and you know, hopefully there will be many more, I think each one of us, when we become free, is the first free. And each moment of freedom that we experience is the first one. That's from a feeling standpoint. So, and that's what the title is trying to convey. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Shane. Just a question came into the chat box. Maddie, what was the biggest challenge in translating these poems, and how did you get involved?
How I got involved was, you know, I wasn't expecting to ever do any translating, and I certainly wasn't expecting to translate the poems from the Theragatha. It was just one of those things that kind of happened. I was just, I was on self-retreat and reading the poems, and I just started thinking about different words and different possibilities for the Pali, and just started writing things down, and then it kind of went from there. So it was very much the kind of project that I was never expecting to do anything like this, but it just kind of, it began, and then it built up momentum from there. And, you know, after a while, you know, there was no turning back. Challenges is interesting. You know, there were many along the way. I think, in a personal way, some of the biggest challenges were just dealing with my own confusion and my own doubt. Am I doing the right thing by working with these female voices? You know, here I am as an identified male, you know, where there's been a lot of men who have co-opted female voices in the past. I really didn't want to be one more. And also just like, you know, is this good? Is this going to be of use to anyone? I think so many of us who have been involved in any kind of long-term project, this is just part of the territory. So experiencing the doubt and the confusion, you know, and just having that be part of the rhythm of the project, and just feeling those come, and you can almost kind of set your watch by it too. So then being like, right, this is going to be part of the experience, and let's see if we can keep going, you know, and not push these things away, but bring that energy into the work and see if it can kind of, see if the work can encompass everything, you know, encompass all the things that were arising in me, you know, that the poems were bringing up, and seeing if it could all become grist for the mill. And a lot of it was just done by trial and error. A lot of it I just learned as I was going.
Thank you. Next question, I see a hand raised from Marianne Gallo. Marianne, I am unmuting you. Should just take a second. There you go.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello, Marianne.
It's so nice to see you.
You too.
So basically that answered my question, but I didn't want to take my hand down because I wanted to say hi and to express my deep, deep gratitude, really for what you just expressed in the answer to that question, because I think allyship comes up for me really strongly when I think of your involvement with this project, and that I think that it couldn't have come at a better time when so many of us are trying to bring awareness and appreciation for the revival of the Bhikkhuni order. And the importance and usefulness of this book cannot be underestimated, and it cannot be denied. I think that it's going to have profound impact across many spaces of Buddhist practice. So thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Okay, Sally, meeting you.
Hey, Maddie.
Hello, Sally. Good to see you.
I also just mainly wanted to say hello and to say thank you, and I'm glad you did. Having heard a little bit, being, you know, very tangentially connected to the process, seeing you working on it, and so much appreciation for this amazing offering. And like Irananda Bodhi, I also have read these poems in the past and wanted to appreciate them, but they were just a little dry and stiff. And there's something, I think you must have been one of these nuns in a past. That's what I think, that you just transmitted something powerful and immediate and raw and profound that I just so appreciate. Every time I read or have heard read, as the nuns did during this retreat, these poems, they pierce something. There's always a place where the heart and the mind just stop. So thank you for this offering. And I'm just a little curious, what has been the response from the more academic translators of Pali? Have you had any conversations with people who've done some of the other translations and their feedback or response to this book?
Thank you, Sally. Really good to see you. Sally was one of the earlier, she got a copy of this transcript somewhat early in the process, and she was one of the earlier champions of it. It meant a lot to me. She's someone whose Dharma teaching I've respected for many, many years and has been really supportive for my practice. And, you know, to hear her say that she believed in the work, it really meant a lot to me. It was voices of her and many other female Dharma teachers that really helped to support the process for me. So deep gratitude to you, Sally. I haven't actually heard from any of the principal translators, but there have been a couple people who are academics who I have heard from, and they've been quite very happy about the book. So I haven't heard any negative response from the academic world, and I have heard a good handful of response from certified academic Buddhists who say that they really appreciate what the book is, understanding that it's really not an academic work, and it's not meant to be a literal translation, but they appreciated what the book was trying to do and what it became, you know. So that's been very meaningful for me. Yeah, so thank you. Maybe just one or two more questions I think we have time for.
All right, so I'll take a hand, and there is a quick typed question. We will go that first. Speaking of words, what was the original word you translated into mashed potatoes, anopama?
Very good question. That was not a literal translation. Mashed potatoes didn't appear in the original Pali. So that was me bringing a little bit of, you know, what would a father encourage his daughter to eat if he was trying to get her to gain weight? Because the more she weighed, the more gold he would get. So mashed potatoes seemed like a very, I remember I was kicking around a few ideas for that one, you know, but mashed potatoes seemed like a good choice and one we could all resonate with. So that was an example of a place where I took a little liberty with the original Pali text, which there were places that happened many, really. So that's just what the book was, you know, but I don't know what mashed potatoes in Pali means.
All right. And maybe quickly, last question, Sylvia, I'm unmuting you. There you go, Sylvia.
Hi, wonderful to meet you. I really love the poems. What I would like to ask is, it sounds like you were doing your translation directly from the Pali. That's part one of my question. So I'm wondering how much you were influenced by other translations before, or if you were just really getting inspired by the original. And I'm just curious where the original you know, where it was transcribed down, like how was that found, you know, in writing finally? That's it.
Thank you, Sylvia. Yeah, I as I was working on the book, I had all the main English translations of the Theragatha with me. So with each poem, I would be looking at the Pali and also be looking at what each of the other main translators had done. So, you know, I had all these books along with me, so I'd be kind of like, you know, it was a whole spread out. So I was very curious about how different translators treated different words and different phrases, and getting a real feel for what each of the translators was going for, you know, and learning a lot from each of the other translators. Yeah, I feel like I got a lot out of each of theirs. You know, some I certainly liked more, but I really appreciated seeing what directions they were taking, what choices they were making, all of that. As far as the text for the Theragatha, along with all the other texts of the Pali Canon, tradition has it that they were written down somewhere around the first century BCE. And then there were several editing sessions and rewritings of them down through after that. So there was another council and another council and another council. And in each of these councils, there was some editing and some revision and some collating and things like that. So, but the original polytexts are readily available on the web. And there are still certain different manuscripts have certain slight variations in spelling or word choice, but we have a general, a fairly universal Pali text for the Theragatha, along with all the other Pali texts.
Thank you.
Thank you. So my time's up. I'll just say briefly in closing that just because it came up a few times, and I just wanted to say it, that, you know, a big part of me for working on this book was dealing with that confusion and that doubt that we spoke about a few questions ago. And, you know, for me, it was really important to deal with that doubt and deal with that confusion. But, you know, in the end, I'm really pleased with the book. And it was a really important thing in my life for me. It was really good for my practice. It was really good for my path. It was really good for the person I was becoming, you know. So, you know, just in a very general way, I just like to encourage everyone that, like, if they find their energy moving in a certain direction and wanting to express itself, not necessarily in translating poetry, but in any place, don't let the confusion and doubt hold you back. Make that part of the process and keep going with it. And then just seeing where it leads you. I had no idea how to translate poetry, and here's this book, you know. So whatever that thing is for you at any time, I encourage you to follow it. And, you know, yeah, even if you make mistakes along the way, that's naturally is going to be part of the process. So that's it. So thank you very much. It was lovely spending this time with all of you, and thank you for being a part of this retreat and celebrating these poems. And I wish you well and send you much metta, and be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie.
We're just going to turn off our video for a moment and get rearranged here in the room.
Great.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.